Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey guys, it's the Nerdist Podcast number 238. Here at Meltdown. A lot of fun nerds lining up for Harmontown right now. Are you going to Harmontown, Katie?
Yeah, I'm recording it for him.
You are?
Yeah, he puts it out as a podcast now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are you on that one?
No, I just record it for him since he does it here.
Well, don't you think, since it's been fun to have you on our intros, that you should just pop on the show and just kind of...
I'll just tell Dan that, yeah.
You want to? I'll tell him. This is my theater space, and you have Katie. I'll start bullying people into having you on their shows.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, very.
Katie Levine, guess what?
What?
The Nerdist... the Nerdist television show on BBC America this Saturday, August 4th. Tribute to science. Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Cara Santamaria. It's fucking science-tastic. Right after a Science of Doctor Who special on BBC America this friggin' Saturday.
That sounds awesome.
Not this friggin' Saturday, Katie. This fucking Saturday. What do you think about that?
It's even better.
Right?
Even better.
Swears make everything better.
Everything.
Am I fucking right?
I tell my mom that all the time.
Your fucking mom. Was that crossing the line? Was that
not
disrespectful?
At all.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. This episode of Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. You know, some people want to pay a little bit more for a URL that's shorter or uses commonly used words, and Hover now offers premium domains. What's an example of a premium domain, Katie?
Science.com.
Science.motherfucking.com. If you could own science.com, why would you not own science.com? Science for the internet. In theory, Hover could help you get science.com. It's going to cost you, but they can help you do it. Try your search on Hover today and see what premium domains are available, like maybe science.com. Who knows? Maybe whoever has science.com just kind of forgot to renew the, you know, they forgot to renew the domain at some point. And then Hover will help you get science.com. I feel like it might be owned by science itself, right? Katie, who has science.com?
I can look. It goes to sciencemag.org.
Science.com is owned by sciencemag.org. So if sciencemag.org forgets to pay their domain bill, guess what? You, my friend, get science.com.
Open market.
Oh my God. What would you put on science.com?
Science, probably.
That's a great idea. I would just put high speed shots of people sneezing. Just so you could watch shit fly out of their nose.
You mean like in slow motion?
Yes, in slow motion. High speed camera shots.
That'd be great.
Like one of those red cameras. If you need a standard non-premium domain, though, if you go to hover.com, you can use the offer code NERDS to get 10%. That discount does not apply to premium domains because they are premium, but they can help you do whatever you want. It just is all about acquiring domains, making that process simple. They have great customer support. You can actually talk to a human being during the week, and I cannot recommend hover.com enough. So go to nerdist.hover.com, enter the offer code NERDS, 10% off your non-premium domain. This episode is Hostful Goodness. Matt, Jonah, and I found the time in our crazy weeks to sit down and make fun of each other. And this episode was shit tons of fun. So I know that sounded like I was being sarcastic, but I was not being... Does that sound like I was being sarcastic?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, that sounds like you're being sarcastic.
Not at all.
No, see? You repeated the same cadence as before, so now you're definitely being sarcastic. I've created a monster. All right, you're not on Harmontown anymore. I guess that's good.
You don't want to say anything else?
Well, what else should I say?
All right.
So what do you want?
I don't know. You always go number two, whatever, you know.
What number is it?
238.
So you just said it.
Oh, okay.
So that was it. Good job.
Yay.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
My friends that are like my friend Chris.
Hey, Jonah Ray.
Hey, is what he's doing?
Yeah, this is how you doing, buddy?
Guys,
how you doing, little buddy?
Guess what? We have someone who didn't make it to the podcast, so you get a free host for.
Yep. Sometimes
anyway.
People forget they're supposed to be on the show, and that's fine.
And I don't want to ruin it for everyone, but it was Steven Spielberg.
What else is he doing?
God.
No, it wasn't Steven Spielberg.
Maybe
your ears stopped working.
Or Thomas Jane's cat ate them.
You want to try another one?
I thought
actually, you know what? I don't hear anything on this one either.
Really?
Yeah. I'm getting no audio in on this.
Well, it's recording. That's weird.
Maybe it's just recording your voice again.
No. Talk.
Talking.
Yep.
Talk.
You're coming through.
Is there an output?
Is there a button?
Thomas Jane's cat walked all over the board yesterday, and I was just waiting for the moment where the cat would just like mew onto a button, and then zzz, and then everything shuts down.
I showed Deanna that picture. She's like, "Kitties don't belong on soundboards."
Soundboard kitties, my new Tumblr.
Yeah.
Soundboard kitty.
So you're not hearing anything over
no.
there.
I guess we're gonna have to do this.
Like Shiza.
Looks like there's no hostful kid.
Shiza. It's working.
We'll just assume that it's working, and I'll just...
Let's just say that it is. And if it doesn't work, then we'll have just had a conversation.
That's not something we ever want to do.
Well, occasionally it can happen.
Hey, if you go to Texas and you rent a Nissan Pathfinder, and you find my glasses in the back of it, let me know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Your prescription sunglasses?
Yeah.
Oh! I tried it because we separated, and then there was so much shit in the car.
Yeah,
like I tried to go through everything. We'd be back in there,
and then
I got your nav system. I got your TomTom. I got
your pistachios.
I did not get your pistachios.
What,
Chris?
You know, Jonah, if you really cared about your pistachios, you would have stored them in your anus before you got on the plane.
What about my almonds?
You could just bring them back.
Don't tell me the turkey jerky's gone too.
Almonds go in dick slits.
Oh, dick slits.
You remember the beaver nuggets?
What else was in there?
All your record, like all of the stuff that that Night Owl gave. Night Owl Print Shop, by the way, gave us a bunch of awesome stuff.
Yeah, they were really, they had a lot of cool.
And a gift bag of stuff for you. So it was, I tried to go through as much of it as possible. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Appreciate it. Good thing you had that empty suitcase.
Yeah.
Yes, I was lucky to have the empty suitcase because we sold some shirts.
Yeah.
Fun shows.
You just travel with empty suitcases.
I'm
very important, excuse me.
That sounds like something like an old man would do because he was worried about the war.
Yeah.
They're like, well, if the war comes to the States, I have to be
to put things in here.
I put all my money into my mattress and the rest of it in gold. And then I have beans and jerky stored. And then if I ever need to leave, then I have an empty suitcase that I can load with supplies.
I buried all my pennies in a jar underneath the house.
I buried all my ET game cartridges in the desert.
Yeah.
That's weird of you to do that.
Well,
I feel like Atari took care of that for you.
I know. I wanted to help.
I wanted to help.
I thought
Atari took care of burying the ET cartridges.
Isn't that what they did?
They buried all the ET games.
They took care of it.
So that the desert fauna could also enjoy
ET. Took care of it.
ET.
They moved on.
But was I wrong? Is that not what
finding
happened?
ET games is much like ET finding Reese's Pieces in the ET game.
Guys, I'm really confused now.
All right.
Is that not what happened?
It's 2012.
What happened to the ET cartridges? Were they not buried in the desert?
You no longer work at the Apple Store.
Oh, God.
yeah, they are buried in the desert somewhere.
Okay, but who did it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, then, I don't know. Whatever. Twitter will tell us right now.
Yes, we should start doing corrections a section on the podcast. I did learn that the question mark with the exclamation point is called the interrobang.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I like it.
That's called interrobang, which is a fucking great.
Is it like an aggressive interrogation?
Yeah.
And that's what you would use a question mark?
That's when someone fuck questions you.
Okay.
Where it's like a guy just like someone just kind of mashes their just their dick neck against your cheek, and then you're just, they're just like, "Where were you? It's a Tuesday at 8 p.m."
That's a mushroom,
right? Oh, that's what that's called.
Yeah.
Like
anything about dickheads?
Yeah, magic mushroom. Easy to do, easy to make you fly. Easy to mushroom that gives up one up the boner mushroom. Jonah, let's talk for a second about.
Let's get real about your face,
little buddy. First of all, you don't look like you just had your wisdom teeth out. There's no chipmunk cheeking.
No, I iced it pretty much the entire day of Tuesday and into the night. Just alternating.
That was very poetic. Yeah, I iced it the entire day of Tuesday and into the night.
It's very clever, like about the way he keeps his hair disheveled and doesn't really shave. So when something like this happens, you're like,
Hey,
Jonah.
Pretty much. It's just, you know, it's a nice thing when someone says, you clean up nice. And I can make that happen whenever I want.
Is that a nice thing for someone to say? It's always a backhanded.
Actually, what they're saying is, because they're saying, you look like shit most of the time.
Yeah, I know. And so it's like saying someone's photogenic means that the camera can't capture all of their ugly.
Oh, wait a second. Mom.
Oh, fuck. I just hit my fucking head on the microphone stand. I was laughing too hard. Oh, that hurt. Oh, quick. Wait, I need to get some ice. Now I need to not clean up for a couple days so I can hide it. I called you a couple days ago, and I thought you were drunk in the middle of the day because I forgot you were getting your wisdom teeth. Well, it was just because you were
He's my friend. Hello. I just assumed he was sleeping.
Hello. You just sent out, and then we talked for a minute, and then you're like,
I wanted to answer a call from my sober friend.
Okay, I just I just had all my wisdom teeth. I'm like, well, fuck, get off the phone.
Yeah, and then you called me later.
Well, I had to have something answered. You know, sometimes things need to get answered. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh, Jonah, I need you again. Yeah. Jonah, I need you to move your painful mouth again.
So what is
the impression? I've not had my wisdom teeth out. I probably should.
If you're able to clean them, then you're fine. I was not able to clean mine.
Oh, how come?
Because they were slightly impacted, so you can't really get to them well enough to where you can clean them right.
What about just one of those South American birds that just pecks away at the crocodile's teeth and they form a symbiotic relationship?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Why didn't you just put a bird in your mouth?
Put a bird in your mouth.
Putting a bird in it.
I had to get them because they were getting cavities in them, and some people don't need to take them out. They're unnecessary teeth. So,
yeah,
it seems pretty necessary right now from all the pain I'm in. Seems like I could use it for
It's like the appendix for your mouth.
So you're not loading up on Vicodin all day.
No, because it just puts me to bed. You know, a lot of
I just imagine a pill bottle tucking you in.
Yeah, it kisses me.
Would you like me to read you a story?
Yeah.
One time a pony danced across your brain and took a nap. Oh, he's so cute.
Now, Jonah, I don't want you rolling out of here. I'm going to tuck you in tight.
I want you
to go laying on your back. You could throw up and choke on it.
Jonah, you better remember to be taking me every day or I'm going to make all your muscles ache.
Yeah. It sucked. They put me under. I've never been put under. I was very scared.
It is a weird sort of a thing to be for someone to say, we're going to take you out. We're going to render you unconscious and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of scary. And I
stepping into the octagon.
I woke up and I was very scared and I was kind of confused. And then I was started to ask the nurse if I could hold her hand.
Right.
Like, can you hold my hand, please? I'm scared. I don't know if she could understand what I was saying because my mouth was full of bloody gauze.
Adorable. Bloody gauze. Yeah. My new band.
That's the name of this podcast.
Damn it.
Bloody gauze.
And then they put me in another room. And then,
where you did not sexually harass a nurse?
No.
Yet.
They told me that I. If I want to keep the teeth, and I said, don't you want them for science? And then they said, and you shouldn't go swimming when you're healing. And
that's your favorite thing.
But it's the summer.
Did they appreciate your comedy? I always feel bad for doctors when they have comedians as patients because we are always uncomfortable, and in that moment, yeah. we're always going to make jokes, and they're probably just like, please just let me fucking take these teeth out of your head, and let's be done with it.
Yeah, yeah, it was, and it hurts real bad. The first day I was, it's like, you're like, yeah, this is all right, it's just kind of uncomfortable, putting, like, replacing the gauze so they don't, you know, overwhelm with too much blood, and then the Novocaine starts to wear off, and you don't realize that you've only been slightly still, uncomfortable, then the Novocaine starts to wear off, and then it just... gets real bad, and it's like a sore throat.
Just ask for more Novocaine.
Can
I have one?
Yeah, go back. Now it's scary too, because there is a chance that they could have hit the nerve that goes to your chin and your bottom lip, and damaging the nerve to where you just don't feel it anymore.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, they're like, if the feeling doesn't come back after the rest of the Novocaine wears off.
Won't feel it now when I give you night kisses?
No, it's I do feel it.
What does that mean? What do they mean? If it doesn't come back, then...
I don't know. Like, it's like, it's another conversation.
Sorry, we ruined your nerve.
That's the conversation.
Because it goes
sorry,
along.
We don't validate your parking either.
The nerve for those goes in through the jaw along... like right where the tooth is being pulled out.
No, so. Thank you.
That's like Vanilla Sky when you're like screaming at the guy, fix my face.
Yeah, it just hurts.
Now, when you were at the dentist, did your lip get all blah, 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 blah,
you know what I did get to eat, though, which it gave me a reason to eat it. It's the
nurse
frozen
pussy?
The Ben & Jerry's frozen Greek yogurt.
Oh, that's, I meant to
banana.
Say that.
Peanut butter.
I meant to say that. Yeah, I didn't mean to say.
It's one of the best frozen treats I've ever had
frozen
in my life.
Treats. I miss the old Dave Matthews Band flavor, One Sweet World.
Nobody misses it.
Not
even you. You're even just fucking lying.
Dave Matthews Band Magic Brownies, which was okay, but it was like brownies and raspberries.
I like their steak flavored ice cream crash into meat.
Oh, that is. I would eat that. I'm not gonna lie. I would buy it at least once, just to see.
Yeah. I liked
their non-fat frozen yogurt satellite.
Oh my god! Why aren't we making this? Ben or Jerry, if you're listening.
Under the table and just, eating.
I just need one of you to listen.
Oh, the Dave Cashews Band. No?
Yeah, there can be
I don't
cashews.
I like that one.
You don't like that one?
No, I don't want cashews.
Why do you decide?
I feel like I should decide.
He really sort of is the arbiter of all things Matthews.
Yeah, but not of puns.
Touche.
Oh, all right. Let me take a moment. I'll be back with my decision later.
I saw there's on Kickstarter, John Kay, the creator of Ren & Stimpy, is still trying to make the George Licker cartoon.
Well, Gaston emailed me, and I want to have a conversation with John Kay about that.
That'd be weird.
Why?
He's an interesting looking guy.
George Licker?
It would be weird.
Oh, you want to talk with George Licker?
No, I mean, we're going to talk to
John Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's just like watching that video. It's just he's a very interesting guy.
I haven't seen the video yet.
It's, look it up. It's like he's trying to kickstart the funding to make his own cartoon. And he shows you some of the storyboards and the animatics and stuff like that.
You know, George Licker, he was trying to get going when he pitched Ren & Stimpy.
Yeah.
And Ren and Stimpy were these two just ancillary characters that were kind of in the background. And then Nickelodeon, from my understanding, was just like, what about those characters?
Yeah, yeah. George Licker was the owner. Like, he showed up in a couple episodes of Ren and Stimpy. But he just, it's basically John Kay's dad. And it just has a whole thing where he, like, would buy just the non-labeled cans from the supermarket because they were cheaper. And he said he had a whole system of knowing, like, it's like, all right, there's three rings. It's a gold top. Shakes it. It's peaches. And then John Kay's is like, and it was never peaches. And he had there's this one weird thing because it's just him talking to the camera and telling the stories about all the stuff. And my dad was from the greatest generation, you know, the Depression era. And he raised us through discipline, and then there's just like a flash cut to later on when he's talking, and you're like, oh, did he go into some sad, fucked up story?
Oh, no.
Discipline.
John Kay, I learned two things about, I learned three things about drawing from John Kay. Number one, that I'm not an amazing illustrator.
Learned that I'm not good at it.
Number two, that just the way to hold a pencil when you're drawing so that you're basically just using your arm and not trying to articulate all of your fingers. You're trying to coordinate all these muscles when you crunch your fingers in. So if you just kind of take the pencil and then move your arm as a single unit, then you get smoother lines because you're not trying to coordinate as many muscles. And also, while you're drawing, talk on the phone because it frees up one half of your brain.
That's one of the things you can get if you submit to the Kickstarter, is that he'll give you phone doodles, as he calls them, I think.
Yeah.
Which is like stuff, like while he's on the phone, every time he just starts drawing. He has a website where people can send in their stuff and he'll critique it for them.
Oh, wow.
But it has, you know, on the website.
Remember those commercials they used to show for the art colleges?
Draw the turtle or the pirate.
The turtle or the pirate.
Yeah. But then
they can tell you if you have a drawing ability.
I sent one of those when I was a kid.
You're an idiot.
But he also has like a ton of stuff. Deanna was saying he has a ton of stuff about.
You can kiss my art degree.
Yeah.
Art degree is weird, by the way.
He has a ton of stuff on his website about like color theory and stuff like that. Like a lot of opinions about it.
When I was in college. I did an arts project where I took a CRT from an old computer monitor and I painted Ren and Stimpy on the front of it. And then I became friends with a bunch of the Ren and Stimpy guys, like Vince Waller and Bob Camp and those guys. And so I took this thing to Spumco and they had it on display.
Oh, cool.
In the lobby of Spumco until Nickelodeon took the show away from them. So when they closed down Spumco, I went and they gave it back to me and John signed it. So I still have that with his signature across the front that, you know, this is John Kay. Like my painting with John Kay's signature on it.
Is that like a storage facility somewhere?
That isn't a storage facility.
Somewhere.
You better keep paying that. I don't want to see that on Storage Wars someday.
Oh my God. No, I'm probably going to get rid of the storage facility soon because I've realized that
I've
lived without the stuff in there for many years and never once have I ever had to go back and
grab something.
Well, I really need that old secondhand store army jacket from when those were popular.
Oh, you do.
And I was heavier.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of Peter Hardwick clothes in there.
Hmm. So can I fit into them?
Is your shiny suit from the Terminator 3 premiere in there?
God damn it. I wore another shiny suit for my Comedy Central special.
Yeah, he wore one on his Comedy Central special.
Which one?
Looks like shark skin. The one Comedy Central special.
Here's the thing. The shiny suit for the Comedy Central was this sort of the theme of the... The special's called Mandroid, and so I wanted everything to be sort of loosely... Mm-hmm. Even though I don't have a ton of robot material, I wanted it to be just sort of loosely robot themed.
Chris, come back to us when you got more robot material.
Oh man,
you can't play in this club unless you're talking robots.
If you want to keep playing Bleepy Bloopies, you got to come in with more robot jokes. So my suit is kind of vaguely it's silver, kind of robot-y. I guess I'll technically going to a Terminator premiere, I guess it's also a good idea to wear a robot-y suit.
Sure.
Oh, that giant suit that I can't fit anymore. No. Well, it was very 90s hair. It was late 90s, early 2000s hair is what it was. It was very... I'm
thinking about that hair right now.
Bleachy frosty.
Yeah, it was bleachy frosty.
Yep.
I was
trying to distract from my chub and sadness.
Wait, so I should bleach my hair. I was watching the video Space Hug in the mean.
That's the only one. Stop singing on the podcast.
Yeah. That music video is like everyone in it is like the height of 90s style.
Yeah.
Like with the fucking big yellow sunglasses and the spiky hair and the piercings all over the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen
capsule of a video.
Yeah, there's already
all music videos really are.
They're of their time, yeah. Even if they're not dressed particularly 90s, it's like even the edit style, you know, or the saturation they'll use.
But
or
you know, you watch
motion.
Like you watch like Smells Like Teen Spirit, and I feel like that video could be made today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That one holds up.
That's the
punk style though, that grunge look.
But like the thing is though, you could see people dressed like that in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
And you can see people dressed up like that now.
Yeah.
Or you can see people, like in the 1700s, that video totally would have played.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they would have burned you as a witch.
Yeah.
For showing magic.
It's a witch!
Sorry. Nice riff.
Playing along.
Witch! What are you showing him?
Yeah.
I'm showing him the In the Meantime video.
Oh, just so we can see.
Yes, yeah. The piercings, the hair.
Well, in the meantime, people are waiting for a podcast, yeah. So...
Well, I'm just saying, that video is available on iTunes. Go purchase it.
Would you stop space-hogging all of our time?
Ooh.
Would you? I don't know any of the other references to
that. That song is really good, though. In the
it is a good song. Oh, I might have it on the...
Good riffs.
It's got some great riffs. I wonder what happened with Space-Hog.
I bet you they're still playing.
Oh, you got it. No, but play the beginning part. Yeah. The beginning riff is fun. Yeah.
But it's the bass line that I like a lot.
Do, 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 do.
I think there's multiple singers, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
this was a time bass. That I checked out of listening to a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, it's like 95.
Yeah.
I got it on my phone too, Matt.
I missed out on a lot.
Wait, keep playing yours. We'll melt people's brains.
This is not fun for anyone.
What are you talking about?
Just you. This is only fun for Chris Parker.
No, we're doing a Space Hog mashup where we're just mashing up the same song.
But listen to the vocal hook in here. It's great.
Pretty 90s looking. Oh, yeah. Look at those rose-colored shades. Anyway, if there was some way that you in your own life could go watch a video.
Yeah!
God damn you. Why would you do that? Why would you fucking do that? Is that just the song, or is that the Nyan Cat video?
My ringtone.
Why would you fucking do that?
Did you see Nyan Cat Tom Waits?
No. Yeah.
We played that on ATM.
What was it? Was it just...
This week they played it out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We are
not too up to date.
Did they just put a microphone up to a gravel pit?
5 years ago.
Jonah, I mean, come on.
Well, if we're all going to...
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, but it's like him playing a Pop-Tart guitar. And just his leg moving forward. Yeah,
Is he actually doing it? He didn't
do it. No. It's someone, you know, made that with the computers.
Because I just don't feel like Tom Waits is necessarily in the Nyan Cat demo.
No. What demo is Tom Waits in?
His own demo.
How does he get the internet on his old-timey typewriter?
He has to type out all of the code for what each page would look like.
Yeah.
Open cares.
Panda.
Ahrev equals...
Reviewed that this week.
Open quotation mark. http://.
You're just typing on paper.
www.nyancat.com.
.nyancat.com.
Close quotation marks. Target equals underscore blank. Open in a new page. Close tag.
And then the slug falls out.
No. The piano man's been drinking.
Man, it fucking hurts.
What hurts?
Everything hurts.
You just hurt everywhere?
Yeah.
Tooth pain is bad because it just reverberates through your entire body.
Tooth pain, excellent rapper name.
Tooth pain.
Yeah.
That's what T-Pain stands for.
Oh, well, great. It all worked out. I just believed you for some, like, a millisecond. Enough for my brain to talk.
Enough for your brain.
I call that analog auto-tune.
I had Marina Sirtis and Michael Dorn on the Attack of the Show this week.
And did you not touch them inappropriately?
Best. They are like an old married couple. They're like best friends.
That's nice. So
they're very, very funny together. And it was good. And then I had Rod Roddenberry on, who's starting a podcast called Mission Logs.
Yeah.
Where he is going to go through with a couple other people every single episode and movie of Star Trek, starting with the first season of the original Star Trek.
Oh.
How cool is that?
When does that start?
Not,
I don't know.
On a scale of what?
On a scale of... not cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds awesome. I think Star Trek fans will appreciate that.
Okay. And then very cool would be like a 7.
Okay.
So 7 cool. Point scale.
How cool are there any numbers under 0?
How cool is that,
Are there any numbers under 0 that are possible?
I mean, I could. We could alter the scale a bit, so you could have like up to, let's say, up to -2.
Mm. I don't want to be on the scale.
Okay. All right. Jonah. Good job.
How you feeling? You hanging in there?
Yeah. Make the next one. It's starting to really kind of throb.
Poor little buddy.
Starting to throb.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that sounds cool.
Poor little guy.
Meow, meow.
You say
meow, Lady Amberly, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Jonah Ray had meow, meow surgery, meow, meow. That was the collective sound of 200,000 people turning off the podcast.
Wait, it happened then?
At one time.
No, it happened during the Star Trek
podcast talk.
Jonah.
You know, I like Star Trek. Thanks.
Who is that?
It's fucking what I have to deal with on Twitter.
Yeah.
Stop giving Matt Schiff for liking this show. It's really good.
Emma, how do you respond?
I don't respond.
Yeah, we take the non-Chris route.
Let's not go there. Let's not talk about how sometimes trolls get under my skin and I can't stop myself.
Here's the fallacy with that sentence. Sometimes. You said sometimes.
Jonah, yeah. I will poke your cheek. I did it to Will Wheaton. I will do it to you. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
Not afraid.
Did you just like grab his face?
I was drunk and I grabbed his face with both hands and just went, I love this guy. And then his eyes got really wide and then tears formed. It was not a not good situation for him.
Yeah. Jim Hamilton's record is coming out. I got a copy of it. It's really fucking good.
I'm sure it's great. Jim's so hilarious.
So, poems about the ocean.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Batman? Did you guys see Batman?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, did not see it.
I did.
A chance to,
I have not seen it.
I saw it.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it because I'm usually skeptical about the third. I will say one thing about it. I wanted one more Batman fight. I just wanted one more Batman fight.
Okay.
And I think it would have been a perfect movie.
All right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think.
But I really liked it. I did not.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours and 40 minutes long, and it did not feel that way. But now I don't think anyone's going to believe me when I say I like Batman because of the Legendary. But I don't have to say I like it.
That is the definition of a first world problem.
I just liked it.
No one's going to believe me when I say I like Batman because
Legendary bought
my
company. I don't have to say. They told me I didn't have to say that I like things that I didn't like, but I liked it. It sailed by fast.
Well, let's talk about some bad Legendary movies.
Matt, shut up.
Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water.
I think I've been very vocal about how I felt about Lady in the Water. One M Night. I just don't know how your main source of exposition in a movie is just an old lady coming out and remembering parts of a... Never mind. I'm not going to get mad about it again.
Get mad, Chris.
No!
Feel it inside.
I'm not going to get re-pissed about Lady in the Water.
Get re-pissed.
I will not get re-pissed!
Let's see.
I've been pissed about it too many times in the past.
Someone requested a FAQ hostful.
Fack. Yeah.
They made Jonah Hex, too.
They did make Jonah Hex. Yep. They did make Jonah Hex.
They sure did.
Which was executive produced.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at the filmography right now, and they have a pretty high batting average.
Yeah, they are a pretty fucking solid company.
Not every film's going to knock it out of the park. I talked to this guy, Richard, who executive produced Jonah Hex, also executive produced The Artist. And I was like, what do you think happened? I didn't see Jonah Hex. I always kind of was curious about it. And he was like, you know, we did the best we could with it. The movie looks good, but in the end, you know.
That was nice.
I get Google alerts when that thing's on Blu-ray.
You what?
I get Google alerts when Jonah Hex is on Blu-ray.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So what are you going to get all the Blu-rays now?
No. It's because of my name.
Oh, Jonah Ray, because it's close to Jonah Hex, sort of. Did you just put Jonah in a Google alert?
No, Jonah Ray, because Jonah
Blue
Hex on
Ray.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. But your last name's not Blu-ray, still not getting it.
Oh, they're making Pacific Rim?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
They
talked
are.
About it on the Nerdist special that
it
it's going to be
I thought it was just Warner Brothers. I didn't
that was
that.
Part of the legendary Warner Brothers
I didn't
thing.
I understand that.
Yerpity doo.
Yeah, they're making The Hangover Part 3. They can make all the monies.
Let me... Boy, I'm so tempted to tell a story, but it's a very personal story.
Oh, please tell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why would we get personal on this podcast?
Yeah, seriously.
It's not why people listen.
If you want disturbing personal stories, that's what WTF is for.
Yeah.
It's funny to me because it goes back to your thing about like trying to be funny to the nurse. A while back, I had a skin tag underneath my testicles, which happens
yeah.
sometimes.
I got my back.
Skin grows.
No, I don't think I do. I mean, sure, it's just the one.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time down there, Jonah.
I don't, but
so the doctor said, "Listen, you can leave it there." He goes, "It's not supposed to be there. You know, probably wouldn't be a terrible idea to have it removed." So I was like, "Well, so you know, one week I was sort of feeling." Every once in a while, you sort of go, I'm just going to clean house on my body.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the doctor, take care of myself, eat healthy. I'm going to have that thing removed. And so I went in, and it's not fun to have a skin tag cut off the bottom of your testicles.
Can't imagine.
One of the worst parts being you basically lie there. I don't know why they bother to give you a robe if you're going to be naked from the waist down. You might as well just... I think half naked from the waist down is worse than naked.
It's creepier, for sure.
It's way creepier, because it just looks like some shit went down. So I have this paper gown on that's covering my nipples, and as if the FCC was monitoring...
Your nipples.
This situation. But the worst part was... So, you know... And, of course, any woman listening to this is going to be like, fuck you, I have to go to the gynecologist. I understand. Legs go up in the stirrups, and he gets down there. And then there's a nurse, younger than me, just there for it. And I'm having to pin back my junk while he's down there. The first injection goes into the taint, which I highly don't recommend.
First injection goes into the taint.
I almost kicked him in the face, and I was like, Jesus, fuck! And then he was like, please just hold still. I'm like, well, there are like a tremendous amount of nerve endings under there.
Are you laying back?
Laying back on a table. By the way, my doctor is probably 64 years old.
He's seen a lot of taints in his day.
He has seen a lot of taints, and he's injected a lot of taints, but it just doesn't feel... That kind of taint stimulation is not awesome. And so basically now I have the task of having my attention. Maybe it was good that she was there, but my attention is divided between the weird sort of pain as my taint is numbing. And then just this young nurse there was no strap to hold everything back. So I'm just holding everything back, just having a casual conversation with this nurse. And then, of course, the comic gene kicks in. And I'm, you know, so it's just a lot of uncomfortable. So what do you do when you're not watching guys hold their balls back? You know, there's a lot of those type of conversations.
Which is inappropriate on your behalf.
I wondered, could I be, is there a sexual harassment suit to be had there? I mean, I didn't say anything like, hey, wouldn't you like to get up on some of this medical business? But I really... But I'm like, no, I'm having a piece of skin cut off my balls while I'm talking to this woman. I almost would have thought, had I been single at the time, it would have been the perfect time to ask someone out. Because if someone says yes in that point, at that moment,
yeah,
they're probably going to be a keeper.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's no way that they.
So, do you like movies?
I do. I got my balls checked once for testicular cancer, and
I had that,
and like
not
yeah.
cancer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and the guy was.
They just fucking fish around in there.
Yeah, they really go at it.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that my doctor has this poster on his wall, and I can't tell if it's jokey or not. I assume it's jokey.
I can't tell if it's jokey.
But it's a
pair of balls hanging off a tree going hang in there.
It's a tropical tree, and it says low hanging fruit on the other side of it. It's a double sided poster.
It's. It's a picture of balls, and then there's an exclamatory dialogue bubble that says, "You won it when?" There's a Kathy cartoon.
Showed up balls and says, "I hate Mondays."
Ack.
It's a pair of balls
black
and it does.
Balls will say chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Ack.
There's balls with some horn rimmed glasses on them at a desk, and it's a Dilbert cartoon.
Always going that way.
There's a pair of balls being cut open, and it says, "I hate Mondays."
There's a pair of balls smothered in lasagna.
Yep,
it's a Garfield's cartoon.
Yeah, and John Arbuckle's eyes are balls.
Yeah,
because they look like balls anyway. All of Jim Davis's characters look like they have ball eyes. So. There's a cross-section drawing of the lower half of a person's body, and there's a finger in the rectum, and it says, "You are here," like a mall map.
Yeah, that's jokey.
Right next to the spleen and the Abercrombie and Fitch. Anyway, it's very weird. Very weird. I'm just a very private person. It gets very personal because it's just a medical procedure.
It's
medical,
though, so it's not like a...
Yeah, but it feels...
Like an STD or...
No.
Born to secrecy about...
And the thing about balls is that they just grow skin tags. Like, as you get older, like, skin tags just grow.
And if we're not gonna... No. You know, we're gonna run out of things to talk about. I mean, you can only talk about fucking zombies and Star Wars so much before we're gonna have to start mining our lives more. That's we're gonna keep this thing going.
Listen, I think having a lightsaber skin tag removal would be awesome.
See?
Because it would cauterize.
The skin tag on my back that is like, it's on my, it's like the left, it's like on my, whatever the hell. It's like right upper back. Anyway,
you have balls on your back?
No, I just have a skin tag and I want to get it cut off. And then I was like, oh, do I go to a dermatologist or will I just go to the funeral home and use a scalpel there and cut it off myself? That's what I'm going to do.
That's not a wise idea.
Next week.
Self-surgery is not, I don't know why
it's not really surgery, it's just cutting it off.
That's technically surgery.
But it's a scalpel.
But do you have everything else that you need?
What do you need? A Band-Aid? Yep.
Like
a Band-Aid.
You gonna, like iodine or whatever?
What are you gonna do? I don't know.
Iodine?
You gotta make sure it doesn't get infected.
Are you a robot? Do you have iodine?
I love iodine. It's a great website. I suppose I could clean it, alcohol, all that good stuff.
Please don't.
I'll get it.
Just try to take your own skin tag off.
No. Let him.
Thanks, Jonah. Finally on my side.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we take video of it? Listen, we're always. Matt Myra removes skin tag. That's a fucking video title right there. 2 million hits, my friend. Nerdist channel. Matt Myra removes skin tag. Then we'll show it on website. Oh, wait a minute.
You want to go viral again? Hey, man, you want to go viral?
You will go viral if you do your own surgery. You'll get very viral. Viral meningitis.
Yeah, it'll just be a thing you can't unsee.
That's true.
What are you doing over there? A lot of button fiddling happening.
The second CD player has stopped recording.
Cool.
God damn it.
What's the matter? Oh, yeah. Never mind. I know exactly what's the matter.
Yeah, the second CD player stopped. So hopefully the first CD player, we should just really update the system here.
We should?
All right. I will update.
No. I mean, why should you do that?
Well, maybe not here.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we'll.
No, all we have to do is just output into a
yeah,
Zoom.
Yeah, that's literally all we have to do, and we never have done it.
God damn it. We're the worst people ever.
Bring your Zoom.
You bring your Zoom.
I don't have one. I ordered one.
Happy birthday. I got you a Zoom. Bring it!
Oh, my God. Thank you. August 5th, right around the corner. Bring it.
Your birthdays are near each other.
Yes, they're very near each other. Separated by a year. I mean, I'm not going to be 30. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your hair's saying something else, though.
What does it say?
God damn it. God damn it.
I did. You know how you do the loop, and sometimes they do that over the shoulder shot?
That's what I saw on the way to work.
And I was like, oh my God, so fucking. Rogaine is not working.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Bosley.
Tom Bosley?
Not Tom Bosley.
Mr. C?
He's dead.
So? He's a zombie.
I'll go to Tom Bosley's grave and
Mr. Z! Richie.
Wow.
Richie.
I'm going to take care of it, you guys. I don't care. I'll get plugs.
But then you'll never be able to shave your head.
Oh, that's a mistake. Well, who cares if I can't shave my head? I shaved my head once, and I had divots, and it looked like I had Down syndrome. I was also 500 pounds when I did it.
You didn't have to shave your head for that.
Oh, good point.
Well, God damn it, Jonah. We're going to let these slide today because he's in a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain.
They're just, they're not real.
He's lashing
none of
out.
Them are real things. They're just things to be said.
You didn't need to shave. Sorry.
See, he's making somebody laugh.
I mean, it's not that it's Matt specific. It's just such a shitty thing to say to somebody. And so casually, and just like, I'm in so much pain. The words are just falling out.
It hurts.
They're just passing over the holes in your mouth to just fall out.
Yeah, that bad, huh?
Yeah, it sucks. It's just a kind of...
No, my hair.
No, your hair's fine.
I saw it. Someone took a picture of it on the internet, and I was like, "Oh."
Well, that's.
Do you think maybe
shitty.
You're just
I
more?
Do,
do you
that.
Think maybe you're just more aware of it now?
Of my hair,
yeah.
Balding?
No. It's always been that way, but you just didn't really pay much attention because
you're. That's thinning. That's not. Look at that.
It looks the same from when we've known you.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be more critical of yourself than other people.
Yeah.
I get like that sometimes too. I'm like, oh, do I not?
Yeah, your hair's fine.
It's, you know, that
both of you assholes.
I have white guy hair. It's like the hairline's probably going to recede a little bit.
My hair's going back.
It's still thick and luxurious, both of you.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. you should see my
thanks,
pubes.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get dick plugs?
No, I don't need them.
I think you should. I think someone should plug pubes. I wonder if you could plug pubes and plant them in your head.
Well, it wouldn't be too far off from his hair.
I don't know. It'd just be fun.
Come on.
What the?
It's curly. Curly hair.
I don't understand why we keep doing this.
You have curly hair.
Uh-huh.
You have short curly hair.
Uh-huh.
Describe some other hair that's short and curly.
My chest?
You even had a hard time thinking of something.
It's just how adorable. Like, come on,
come on, buddy.
Well, I know Matt is a fan of things that are hilarious.
Yeah, I am. I do enjoy funny things.
Yeah,
so I'm also a fan of Jonah,
and you appreciate him.
No, that was funny. I mean, I get it. I got pube head.
Oh, pube head's a good name. Pube head. That's like a Zippy the Pinhead kind of, you know. Local regional newspaper
it's
comic
from the
strip.
Discarded pile of Dick Tracy villains.
Pubehead. Looks like Pubehead has struck the bank again.
Oh, it's Pubehead and Crabs again.
Oh, look, I can tell. He just holds up a hair. He sends it to be analyzed. We got the results back, Dick. What is it? Pubehead. I knew it.
We got the results back, Dick.
He's always so close.
Never finishes the job.
Dick, these are your pubes.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm just manscaping before that's a thing in the 30s. Before people realize that proper grooming is the way to go. Well, just play with my watch. And there we go. What do you have to do the rest of the day? Do you have any soup videos to make?
Yeah, we got to start pre-production on some stuff for next week.
Pre-pro.
Yay.
Yeah.
Got some stuff to review.
Some gadgets.
Back to just a schmuck with a 3 days a week.
It's good. Good job.
I'm on all the shows next week.
Good job hosting Attack of the Show.
Yeah, I was actually happy with it, which is rare that I do something that I'm happy.
I don't know what direction the show is going to go in, but I think you would be a fine host.
You should be
on
host.
That show.
I agree with you.
Unless I decide to take the job, of course.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm also a much cheaper option.
Why would you take that job?
I'm totally. They've never offered me. They were not offering me that job. I was making a dumb joke.
Oh no, you pissed off about that?
What?
Pissed off about that?
All I'm saying is I should be able to host every show.
Oh,
every
show. Barrowman's coming shows. In to do a week.
Oh, he is!
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna be great.
Yeah. You guys are gonna have some fun.
We should have him do every podcast with us that week that he's here.
Oh my god, that would be fantastic.
Just have him on a couple hostels.
I'm trying to get him to be our British correspondent on the Nerdist TV show.
Mm.
I think he would be
great.
He'd
be good. He'd be really good.
He'd be fucking awesome.
He'd be way more British than Allison. I mean, she wasn't very British about it.
No, she was not very British about it. I mean, she's an American.
Are you excited about the Olympic situation?
With Mitt Romney?
It's happening. Oh, yeah, sure. With Ann Romney's horse. The
dressage. What am I excited about the Olympic situation?
Like the opening ceremonies are tonight.
I'm sorry if this makes me
I'm sorry if this makes me
a poor citizen of the world, but I don't care about the Olympics.
Not even a little bit.
No.
You're flipping the channel, you don't see a couple ladies synchronized diving, you're not gonna
I don't know why. I think it's just I'm a bad sports spectator.
Yeah.
At all.
You
like
are bad at sports.
I'm just
it's bowling.
And golf.
And I can't even really watch.
I bet I golf better than him.
No, I bet you don't.
Competition. Let's do it.
All right.
I'll get a set of
clubs. Wait, I'll drive the cart and drink all the beer.
You'll be the... I played golf in high school.
I started the golf team.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
It's on!
It's like two guys trying to fucking jerk each other off with limp dicks.
Well, wait, hang on a second.
Right,
hang on a second. That's a fair point, Matt, but... Jerk each other off with limp dicks. Are we using other dicks to jerk ourselves off, or we have
the
limp
dicks? I think we're rubbing our dicks up against each other's dicks.
Or we've bungee corded our limp dicks together. I just want to kind of understand the mechanics of that, Jonah.
Well,
he's so out of it. Look at his face.
If you,
Jonah is a limp dick right now.
If you jerk off a limp dick, I don't see what's so confusing. But you're trying to overcomplicate things, Chris. It's just basically, it's like imagine what you have to do when you thumb it into somebody.
Yeah, that's always the worst.
like you're dealing off the top of a deck.
Yeah.
Yep. Here we go. Everyone's a winner except for me because I can't get hard to get this in yet.
It's like trying to find the front of the hose, you know.
And then
you just kind of.
And then you get it in for a second, and then you just do the dealer hands.
Yeah. No more bets.
No more bets
ever.
I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to thumbing it in, and then
Joan, I really like you in this state because you're just acerbic enough, but you also have had a lot of your edge has been sanded down by severe pain, but there's still enough bleeding through. It's really enjoyable. You should have your teeth out every week.
Not very nice. I mean, I like you in both states, Jonah.
Thank you, friend.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
We had a good road trip, I thought. I thought that was fun driving between Houston and Dallas. I like to stop at Bucky's,
Beaver Nuggets.
Very pretty drive.
It was not the drive I thought I remembered. Maybe I was
so annoyed by that Starbucks that was tucked behind 7 acres of woods. Remember when we went off to find the Starbucks?
Yeah, and then we had to pass by Pooh Bear and the rest.
To get our honey. HUNNY.
I want some honey.
is that Piglet? Or is that? Oh, that's you're doing poo.
I can't do it.
That guy's voice was very specific.
That guy's voice was very specific. That guy passed away not that long ago.
He was in the original Odd Couple.
Oh,
wait, the guy who did Pooh?
Who does the voice of Pooh? Yeah.
Up until recently?
No. He was in the original Odd Couple movie with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. He was one of their friends. He's just this weird little unassuming, not weird. He's just a small little, you know, kind of bald guy who was just a character actor who just had that voice that no one can do but him.
Yeah. There's a guy that does it now, though.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
They just had a movie come out.
No,
last year.
They buried Pooh next to.
Did you see that Pooh?
I buried my
Did
cat.
You see
buries
that
Winnie
Pooh. The Pooh cartoon. That
I don't
came,
have a
the
cat.
Movie that came out last
no.
year.
No,
it was great. It was done. I think it was done in cell animation. It was gorgeous.
Revolution. It's funny how cell animation now is revolutionary.
But it was gorgeous.
Yeah, like Craig Ferguson was in it.
And he played Owl.
Wow.
And cool. It's like it was a storybook thing, so they would kind of incorporate. When the story would move along, the words on the page would kind of be able to interact with the words and the letters.
Oh,
like it was really interesting. It was really, cool.
And you're not on Vicodin right now.
Hmm.
What are those things he dreams about? Wuzzles? No.
No.
Pooh, when he has the nightmares about the honey.
I don't remember.
Whatever. I might even just made up that whole scenario.
I don't know if I can fucking do that.
The voice of Winnie the Pooh was also the voice of Ka from Jungle Book.
Yes. Oh, also the guy who does Pooh now also does Tigger.
Pooh.
We've been over this. Tiger American.
Do want to say that one of my favorite bargain hunt.
You don't say Niger American.
Wow.
38.
We said nothing wrong. A guy that lives in America is originally from Nigeria.
God damn it. I'm torn.
You understand.
Oh,
there was
so
no
torn.
There was it was all word follies.
Word
God
follies.
Damn it,
he did it again. He hit his head again. It's two head hits this episode. That is it's a good episode.
It's just watching you like eke the words out. Oh, come on, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, it hurts to even fucking laugh.
So, you want me to tickle you? Good, you give me.
Please don't. Also, I haven't had solid food in all week.
What are you eating?
Smoothies and soup.
The soup.
Tomato soup smoothie. Chicken noodles, soupy smooth.
Did you ask your doctor how soon before you could drink again?
No, I did not.
Good.
I'm on antibiotics.
Then you don't have a problem.
No.
I'm on antibiotics.
It's like Trina the other night before Meltdown. She was trying to get me to go to Meltdown like and drink with her. I was like, no, I'm on antibiotics. She's like, when has that stopped you before? I was like, I'm also on Vicodin and huge ibuprofens.
These are all things.
Uh-huh. That, yeah, exactly. No, I don't. I'm not like, you know.
That's how I remember, like, when I look back, like, oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I really did have a problem. As you know, whenever I would have some kind of a thing done dental work, I'd be like, so, you know, if I wanted to have a beer or two, how soon before I could do that again? The doctor always was like, well, you know.
What did he say?
He said, here's a pamphlet. Yeah. There are some people you should talk to.
No, I'm okay.
Good.
I, you know, for me, it's fun. It's not like I'm squelching any demons.
Listen, I'm just looking out for you.
I know.
Just looking out for you.
I like a good time.
Old Good Time Jonah.
Yeah.
Now on Blu-ray. Do you need to go?
Good Time Jonah, now on Blu-ray.
Do you think you need to lay down?
It's wearing off.
I don't know if
I can do the next one, which sucks. Cause
we're both going to not be here for the next one.
That's okay. If you're not feeling good, you should go take care of yourself.
I don't want to seem like a fucking asshole more so.
I like how you got in there before the internet could.
Yeah.
More so. Okay, I know what I said.
Yeah, I know what I am. Because I like the guy who's going to be on the which we're going to record next.
Todd Solondz.
You do Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Solondz? I've been saying Solondz for years. Solondz? You're probably right.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out. But come on, he did some great movies.
Fucking Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Welcome to Dollhouse.
He gave he gave the world Heather Matarazzo.
He gave us he gave us Philip Seymour Hoffman going, is your pussy all wet? Oh.
He gave us a kid jerking off onto a balcony and then a dog going and licking it up.
Yeah, he gave us a father telling his son, it's not about the length, it's about the width.
He gave us Selma Blair and a large African-American man and the phrase, N-word, fuck me.
Okay.
No, I think it's fuck me, N-word.
No, I think it's N-word, fuck me.
No, because I think it was like, now say, fuck me.
N-word.
Yeah.
He doesn't say N-word, though.
Yeah, he doesn't. He makes her say it.
That'd be weird. All right. I think maybe I should let you guys go.
Well...
We're at 52:40. That's a good length for a podcast.
Poor kids. Sorry, it's not an hour, guys.
I used to believe in something, but the Nerdist podcast has taken away everything I hold dear.
Oh, who said that?
The internet.
Oh, hey, internet.
You guys got to stop listening to that thing.
I really do.
You just got to...
I really do.
Does Beyonce listen to the internet?
Listen to the internet? I'm sure she does.
Why?
Because she's all over.
What does this make a difference? Does she go on a YouTube video that someone posted over and check and see the fucking things?
Oh.
Does she go on Twitter? Does she respond to people saying shitty things about her on Twitter? Does Beyonce do that? No.
Beyonce depends on her.
Beyonce doesn't do it, but Sasha Fierce does.
Throw your hands up.
No, I think Sasha Fierce even more so does.
Sasha Fierce doesn't even have a computer.
The other thing about what Kathleen Hanna said, would Beyonce...
Mm-hmm.
check the comments. No, she wouldn't. She's too busy being fucking fabulous and making great things.
By the way,
are we all on our phones now?
No,
Oh, I don't know. We're gonna do that.
I just wanted to play this song. You're fucking up my bit.
Sorry.
It's Elbow covering Independent Woman.
Oh.
Which some people know from the rather good website with the flying dogs.
Nice. I like that.
Throw your hands up. I love Elbow. You an Elbow fan?
Yeah. Yeah, I like them. I like
fucking them. Love the shit out of Elbow.
I think of what it's come out lately. Really
good. Renzo? Well, I'll tell you what's come out lately. Your wisdom teeth. We should let you go.
Yeah.
We should let you go lie down. Can you go lie down?
There's nowhere to really lie down comfortably. Well, I guess I could do.
That's why God made floors after he pulled the people out of clay, and then they fought with a snake because of an apple, and then he made a rib lady.
Floors.
Rib lady.
Wow. That took a turn for the annoying.
Unfortunately, Jonah is not able to enjoy his burrito because he cannot choose solid food.
But we can blend it for him.
Enjoy your blended pureed burrito.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Matt.
Don't worry about it. You hang in there, buddy. Feel better.
A lot of love in this room right now. It's a lot of love. I'm just so proud.
It's like starting to like hurt.
You look like an Excedrin commercial right now.
Here,
you're holding your fingers by your
so
temples.
Much, just right.
Yes, like because pieces of your skull were
your
removed.
Face. It hurts. Your face hurts.
Someone cut open four slots.
Your face.
They cut your face off. Open and pulled bony things.
You want to see a picture?
Yeah. Yes. Hang on a sec.
Most of them are shattered.
Let me
get
my dick out.
You guys want to see a picture of when I cut my skin tag off?
Wait, you did cut it off?
No, I'm going to do it.
No, you're going to take video of it.
I'm going to do it on my birthday.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, Matt. I want you to sing happy birthday to me with a giant cupcake with one candle in it, and then you're crying and weeping as you cut the skin tag off.
They should have those for science.
What is it?
His teeth.
Whoa! What are you going to do with those?
I don't
know. Whoa!
They're just sitting there.
I look like a fat Sarah Gilbert that just walked by, but it wasn't.
Those are awful.
Yeah. It's clear that they had to kind of fucking yank them and break them and
smash them up.
Yank them and break them.
Well, I officially feel slightly nauseous. Wait, do you feel nauseous or nauseated?
I don't know. What is the difference?
I don't know. I've been asked that question before by, like, when I was a kid in the school nerves. Like, I feel nauseous. Do you feel nauseous or nauseated? Don't mince words with me, woman!
That should be your new profile picture forever.
This is your new avatar.
Avatar.
Oh, Ed Boyd wants to know if you have a thumb drive he could borrow. I just saw a text on your phone. You look really happy there.
Monica's trying to get in here with your lunch.
Oh, good. All right, I'm going to go eat.
Cool.
Solid food, which is going to be delicious.
That's just rude.
What?
You have to rub it in.
I'm not. I'm going to chew it.
Uh-huh.
Jonah has to rub his food in.
My assistant.
Because he has holes in his face.
My lunch. Someday.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how'd your angels get down like that? Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how'd your angels... down like that. Enjoy your burrito, everybody.
All he needs is a microphone. He can just do this on his own.
I keep telling everyone. You heard that? I didn't have your earphones
on.
Yeah,
sure. I have hearing.
What? Oh, you have natural earphones.
They're called God ears. Gave you.
All right, then.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover is domain management and registration that's simple. For 10% off your non-premium domain, go to Nerdist.Hover.com and enter the promo code Nerdist.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.